This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next stage is the hisab. The hisab is when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have now the right to defend what is in the book. The first thing which a person will be asked about regarding the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be salah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if your salah goes well, your entire reckoning goes well. The first thing regarding the rights of other individuals that you will be asked about is murder. On the day of judgment, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person has murdered another person, the murdered person will grab the person who murdered him and bring him in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will say, oh Allah, ask him, why did he murder me? One of the things that we may not regard as very important and think that we won't be asked about is one of the first things that we will be asked about on the Day of Judgment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of the first things a man will be asked about on the Day of Judgment is those who are under his responsibility, his children, his wife. How did you fulfill their rights? Did you teach them the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were you kind? Were you affectionate to them? In another narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions four things. And how important are these four things? The Messenger of Allah said, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. That no man's feet will move from their place until that person is asked about four things. Those four things, how did you spend your life? And then how did you spend your youth? Your knowledge that you had, how did you act upon the knowledge that you had? Where did you earn your wealth? And how did you spend your wealth? And how did you fulfill the rights of your body? These hands, these limbs, did you use them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did you use them in a manner which was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine, on that day, there will be people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forget. Allah will not even look at them. On that day, there will be individuals that Allah will remind them of his favors upon them. He will say to them, did I not honor you, make you a human being? Did I not marry you off? Did I not grant you this and grant you this? And mention many favors. And the person will say, yes. Then Allah will say, did you not think that day would come that you would meet me? The person will say, no. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, like you forgot us, today we forgot you. Imagine being forgotten by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah recalled this in the Quran, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. It will be said to them, today we are forgetting you, like you forgot the meeting on this day. There will be those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will refuse to speak to. Amongst those individuals, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to them, will not even look at them. One is an old man who used to fornicate. That so ingrained was this sickness in this man that even when he became old, he still fornicated. A king that would lie. Why? Because kings don't need to lie. They're powerful. This guy was such a habitual liar that even though he didn't need to lie, he would lie. And a faqir, a poor person who was haughty. This person has nothing to be haughty about, and he's still haughty. Others who Allah will not speak to and not look at is a person who disobeys their parents. A woman who resembles a man. Imagine, the Messenger of Allah said this 1400 years ago. What would the resemblance be? Clothes? Hair? Today, we have a woman who physically becomes a man who physically becomes a woman. And then the final one was the youth who has no protective jealousy over his wife or his children, over the females in his family. These are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to them, will not look at them, and will not purify them.